It's weekend edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. For those of you who wait all year for the ice to freeze so you can go out ice fishing, well, today is your lucky day. It's free ice fishing day across Vermont, and that means there is no fishing license required. For more on this and other news found this week in Public Post, we turn to VPR's Amy Noyes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
Amy, no license, no problem, according to the state today. That's the whole state you're talking about?
That's right. Anyone can go ice fishing today on lakes and ponds throughout the state.
So what if you don't know how to ice fish?
Then you want to head over to Mallett's Bay Fishing Access Area in Colchester. This afternoon, Vermont Fish and Wildlife will be hosting a free fishing festival from 1 until 5, and they'll have all sorts of instruction on all things ice fishing, and they'll also have equipment to borrow.
Does the state somehow compel you, though, to go to one of these things and learn about, you know, the finer aspects of ice fishing before you actually go out? And I ask this because I feel like if I tried to go out ice fishing, I would end up in the water somehow by making some kind of rookie mistake. Is there any state compulsion to learn more about this before you actually try it?
Well, other than offering these types of instruction days on free ice fishing day, no. But it is always a good idea to match yourself up with maybe an ice fishing mentor.
Okay. Another frozen item of note in Public Post this week, Amy, winter storm water tips. You shared several this week, and one of them is shoveling. Why is it important to shovel?
Well, according to Franklin County Stormwater, that's the group that assembled these tips, they say the more you shovel, the less you have to worry about using salt and sand when that snow eventually turns into ice on your walkway and driveway.
And remind us, what is Franklin County Stormwater?
It's a collaborative that aims to reduce stormwater pollution. So in the winter, that means choosing de-icers that are more environmentally friendly and, as I said before, not over-salting, over-sanding, that type of thing.
And you had another tip in Public Post this week involving corn. What is that?
That's right. They suggest trying cracked corn as a biodegradable alternative to sand or kitty litter for when you need to get some traction on the ice.
Certainly nicer on your dog's paws, too, if you have to take them out in the cold.
Absolutely.
Looking ahead, Amy, the Rutland Town Select Board has some thoughts about municipalities weighing in on siting renewable energy projects in their communities. And now the board is asking other select boards around the state to sign a resolution on the matter. Is Rutland Town looking to have more say on where these projects are built?
Yes. The board says Rutland Town spent an entire year drafting and adopting solar siting standards and including those standards in its town plan. But they say those documents were virtually ignored during the regulatory process recently.
So does that mean the town is against these kinds of solar developments?
No. In fact, they called the solar siting standards a thoughtful representation of the community's support for solar development.
Is this just about solar?
No. Although Rutland Town's siting standards were specific to solar, the resolution they're asking other towns to sign more generally addresses renewable energy projects.
Mm-hmm. And how are other towns receiving this request?
Well, so far I've only found a couple of municipalities that have acted on the request. I've seen it on a lot of agendas, so it will be being addressed in the near future. But of those towns that did act on the request, they both voted to sign the resolution.
Which says what?
Well, it asks the legislature to ensure municipalities have a more meaningful role in the process that awards certificates of public good to renewable energy projects.
And is this something the legislature is going to weigh in on this session?
They hope so. The point of the resolution is to get towns to ask their local legislators to bring this to the floor this session.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible in part by the VPR Journalism Fund.